AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump says he's barring South Africa from participating in the Group of 20 summit next year in Miami. He also says he'll stop all payments and subsidies to the country over its treatment of a U.S. government representative at this year's global meeting. Trump chose not to have an American delegation attend the recent summit hosted by South Africa. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a decision to not continue to pursue the Georgia election interference case against President Trump.
The prosecutor who last month took over the Georgia election interference case against President Donald Trump and others says in a court filing that he's decided not to pursue the case further. Peter Skandalakis took over the case from Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, whose romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she had picked to lead the case gave an appearance of impropriety. 14 other defendants still face charges, including Trump's former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump attorney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I'm Donna Warder.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and sports fans will have plenty to be thankful for. Correspondent Gethin Kolbaugh.
Thanksgiving week is a time for family gatherings, big meals, and maybe a little early Christmas shopping. It's also a massive week for sports fans. In addition to the regularly scheduled NFL, NBA, and NHL games, there's a multitude of other options perfect for parking on the couch. The NFL has three games on Thanksgiving Day, including traditional games at Detroit and Dallas. College basketball's Feast Week is in full swing with the Players Era, Maui Invitational, and Battle for Atlantis tournaments. I'm Gethin Kolbaugh.
Police in Hong Kong arrested three men on suspicion of manslaughter in connection with a blaze that has killed at least 36 people and left 279 people missing in the city's deadliest fire in years. This is AP News. Two National Guard members were shot near the White House and are in critical condition. That's according to a law enforcement official not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. A suspect who is in custody was also shot and has injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Emergency medical responders transported all three victims to a hospital. President Trump, who's in Florida celebrating Thanksgiving, warned in a statement on social media that the, quote, animal who shot the guardsman will pay a very steep price. Hundreds of National Guard members from the district in several states have been patrolling the nation's capital after President Trump in August issued an emergency order in the capital, federalizing the local police force and sending in the guard from eight states and D.C. U.S. stocks were broadly higher in afternoon trading as Wall Street looks to build on its recent winning streak. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with two times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.